Hello, lovely subscribers. I hope you're all well. I hope you've been enjoying the workshops that I've done recently. I put a lot more time and effort into producing those to be more actionable, which is slightly different to the usual ideas, thoughts of the Monday podcast. And yes, please let me know how you've been finding it. If there's anything that you want a little bit more of a topic on. And also just in general, if you want to chat a little bit more specifically about you, when it comes to doing emails, calls, I'm very invested in helping other people just on the journey that they're on. We're not always on this constant journey of self-improvement. It comes in waves. There's times where you are lying low and you're keeping your good habits up, and there's times where you need motivation and you need that almost inspiring element in your life as well. So if you ever do want to reach out to me, I'm more than happy to chat. You guys have invested so much into me through listening to all the episodes that you have done. So thank you for that. And yeah, let me know if I can help. Today's episode I wanted to share with you is something I wrote back around a year ago. As you've maybe seen or know, I've been trying my hand at doing more writing. If you're part of the Sunday email, you'll see that I've added a few in there as well. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about this topic because it's timeless, it's always relevant. And it might just be something that you need to hear right now. So this piece is called Find Better Happiness. Now, as we know, happiness isn't a material thing. It's not, it doesn't come from goods. It's not an end point. There's a cliche that gets thrown around every now and then around creating memories through spending money. So you're spending money on experiences as opposed to things. These memories are priceless. They don't have a value. They don't have a number that you can put it on. And as much as this is correct, this isn't wrong. There has to be a deeper level to all of this in the day-to-day living and how we ought to live. Now, reading this piece back from a year ago, I don't want to say I'm not any happier, but you have waves of happiness. It's just how it goes. You might be in a better place than you were, but there's no way to create hedonic happiness. A lot of the creating memories idea and spending money on experiences, these are all highs that you'll go through, but they're literally just moments. But happiness, we want it to have longevity, we want it to almost be eternal, and we'll always have the ups and the lows, but there needs to be happiness with the lows. Are we enjoying the suffering? Because it's the right things for us, it's the things that we care about the most, and we understand that those are the things worth suffering for. If we could, we would all want to be happier all the time. And when it comes to a law of happiness, if that is ever going to be a thing, it's pretty wild that it seems like we're not even that close to it yet. In the piece, I link to some people that work in happiness. So there's Mike Viking, of the Happiness Research Institute in Scandinavia, and there's Andy Cope, who I believe is from the UK and calls himself the Doctor of Happiness, as he has a PhD in it as well. But there's an element of my thought around, why is this not universal? Why is this law of happiness something that, is it just that we will never be able to create this law? Or do we just need to have the yin and the yang? is it our personalities? Are we all so different that we can't actually establish one rule for all? It's actually why I called the piece that I wrote Better Happiness Than True Happiness. The happiness for me might be happiness for you. Happiness for me now is different from happiness for me 5 years ago. Happiness for me now is different to what it's going to be in 5 years' time. So we're looking to improve it. We're looking for it to be better. We're not looking to find an end point. Again, all of this is maybe not as mainstream as it could be or should be, and it's always more introspective. It's always within ourselves. It's rather that than the trending thing that makes people happy at that moment in time. There's no right, there's no wrong. But the ultimate question here is, what is better happiness for you? This moment in time in your life, what is better happiness for you? If it helps, another question is, what was happiness for you 5 years ago? Were you happy? Were you happier than you realized at the time? I think it's important to acknowledge the phase of life that you're in, whether you're a student, whether you work full-time, whether you work part-time, whether you're beyond in the initial part of your career, whether you have kids, whether you don't have kids. Whatever is important to you at this moment in time right now is a huge factor for this question around happiness. You need to assess what your better means. Define better. You might be working hard on it already and towards it and just need to tweak a few things while sticking to your values. I definitely feel like that a lot of the time, and this is a day-to-day job. It's not a you do it once and then it lasts for a few months. You need to constantly be adjusting, tweaking, molding what better happiness is for you. If you wake up in a bad mood, how are you going to tweak it that day? You're having a bad day, how are you going to tweak it to make it a good day? Or you might need a complete overhaul of your lifestyle and priorities to embrace the real things that matter to you. This is perhaps obvious, but it's important that you stop playing everyone else's games and figure out what your own better happiness is. The old saying of comparison is the thief of joy. Everyone is trying to be happier, not just you. So copying other people trying to get happier through unsubstantial means is not going to help you. I have three things that can help you just now. It won't give you all the answers, but it'll get you closer. The first one is gratitude. What are you grateful for in your life? This is a very grounding exercise, a humbling exercise. Do you spend enough time doing or being with that thing that you are grateful for in your life? From experience, the simpler, the better. So that's the first area. The second area is, are you looking after yourself? Are you looking after yourself in the areas that money cannot solve? I.e. your health, your body, your mind, time. Do you have enough you time? Time to yourself to reflect and to work on things that are important to you. Are you exercising enough? Are you sleeping enough? Are you giving too much of yourself to others? Are you not giving enough of yourself to others? So that second point around looking after yourself. And the third one is, are you truly living? Are you learning new things? Are you feeding your curiosity? Are you challenging yourself enough? Are you traveling to new places you've never been before and opening your eyes to experiencing something new and novel? Are you mixing up your routine? Do you not have enough of a routine? Are you mastering hobbies and skills and engaged in things that will help evolve you as an individual? These things, these three things, are going to feed your better happiness, but not true happiness. It's important to take this away from this, guys, that true happiness is an illusion. Better happiness is always within grasp. I always like to think of Mark Manson in this element here when we talk about happiness. He's the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck and the book Everything is Fucked as well. So as Mark Manson puts it so eloquently in one of those books, is that despite all of the things that we do to be happier, we always end up feeling about 7 out of 10 most of the time in our lives anyway. So I hope that helped today, guys. I hope it helps you find better happiness. I hope it gives you a few things to work on, to just slightly tweak or completely overhaul what you need to do. It might be quite humbling for you as well that you're never going to have this illusion of true happiness, but you're certainly on your way to living a better life and being a happier person. Like I said at the beginning, please do let me know if there's anything that you want to chat about, if you want to hop on a call, if you want to write an email. It's my favorite part of this, you know, chatting back and forth with people that are passionate about improving themselves. So, like I say, if you want to reach out, please let me know. Otherwise, I will see you all next time. Cheers.